Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, as Singapore's digital transformation continues to drive the nation's economy, the ability to exchange large volumes of data through interconnection is increasingly essential for local enterprises to scale their businesses and stay competitive in a globally connected world.
Well, according to the latest Global Interconnection Index Volume 3, an annual market study published by Equinix, interconnection bandwidth capacity is expected to almost triple in Singapore by 2022 with a 47% compound annual growth rate.
This means that businesses in Singapore are using interconnection to manage the increased velocity of growing volumes of data that are being exchanged with a wider range of cloud, business and ecosystem partners as they increasingly undergo digitalization to keep up with Singapore's digital transformation efforts.
Tejaswini Tilak is the Senior Director of Vertical Marketing at Equinix Asia Pacific, and she shares her insights on the GXI Volume 3. So welcome to the show. Well, how is the digitization of Singapore's businesses increasingly driving the need for interconnection bandwidth? Tell us more.
Absolutely. And firstly, thank you for having me on your show today. So interconnection is we really see it as a leading indicator to the global digitization of the economy. In fact, if you look at IDC's forecast out there, they're predicting that by 2022, at least 60% of the total GDP will be coming from digital. Mm-hmm. And if you think of what digital means, it's really all about data. And this data is not something that sits in one place, right? This data has to move around. It's got to be transacted on, processed, and reach the hands of us in terms of, you know, the mobile devices that we use, the computers we use, tablets, or even connected sensors and chips on smartphones, smart vehicles, etc. And so as this is happening, the way these applications run is that there are a number of third parties that get involved in the transaction end to end, which means that from a company's point of view, they need to plug into and connect to their digital ecosystems. And we are really seeing that interconnection, which we define as the private exchange of traffic between companies, is really what is enabling companies to scale up the delivery of their digital applications.
Help us out with visualization, if you will. What exactly interconnection bandwidth growth means? If we're talking about, say, a highway where the information goes in two directions, for example, that road needs to get bigger?
Yes. So think of it as the size of the pipe that needs to be set up between one company and its counterparties, multiple usually, because the ecosystems are quite dynamic. It's not linear anymore. And so the size of the pipe needs to get bigger. And the reason we are looking at and tracking the growth of private interconnection versus, you know, think of it as connection over the public internet, for example, is because what affects this data and the sort of the choking points it creates in terms of the volumes, in terms of the growing risk on cybersecurity, it requires a paradigm which is private, secure, direct interconnection. When companies are doing that, we are seeing they solve for some of these risks that are sort of, you know, posed to data, which is ultimately the biggest asset in many ways that companies have today.
The new gold, the new oil, and that
Absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
What role will interconnection play in Singapore's digital economy in the year to come?
Yes, so we've looked at this, and let me start with the global numbers first, just to give your listeners a sense of the scale of this phenomenon. So based on this forecast, and we've been doing it for the last 3 years, we are predicting that in the next 5 years, so by 2022, the total volume of private traffic exchange that will happen between companies globally will be 13 times bigger than the total volume of traffic on the public internet, which is all the movies we watch, online gaming, esports, e-commerce transactions, all of that put together. This private exchange of traffic is going to be 13 times bigger. And there's no difference in Singapore. In fact, across the markets that we studied in Asia, we think Singapore will have the second highest interconnection bandwidth adoption. And why? If you think of, you know, what drives that in Singapore is the fact that Singapore has always been a gateway towards Southeast Asia and the markets in this part of the world. We have Singaporean companies that are competing in the regional global marketplace, and we have large global organizations that have significant presence here that are also serving these markets. Plus, if you think of submarine cable capacity, there's a lot of submarine cables that pass through Singapore. So all of this makes that makes Singapore to continue to be that digital gateway. Mm. And so we think that over the next 4 years, the interconnection bandwidth in Singapore will grow at close to 50% year on year.
And the reasons for the bandwidth growth to continue to accelerate would just be because we need the data.
Well, part of it is we need the pure connectivity, but part of it is the way the digital ecosystems are evolving. An example would be company, you know, first I mentioned that, you know, ecosystems are going from linear to dynamic. So for
so
a
more
transaction,
spoke-like?
Yes, hub and spoke kind mm-hmm. of a yeah. model. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the number of technology vendors that companies want to connect to is growing because innovation is coming from multiple directions. And so companies want to have the ability to choose from multiple telcos, multiple cloud providers, multiple big data analytics, AI, blockchain, you name it, right? Mm-hmm. They want to have the option of choice. So one of the other things we are seeing in interconnection is not just physical connectivity between companies, but also this emergence of virtual connections. And if I take a second to sort of talk about what virtual connections means, is it's giving companies almost software-like experience. So they can connect on demand, scale up and scale down the bandwidth to multiple vendors and partners that they need to connect to. Mm. So we are measuring the growth of both physical and virtual connections.
Right. Mm,
okay. We're talking to the Senior Director of Vertical Marketing at Equinix Asia Pacific, Tejaswini Tilak. Well, tell us how well placed are firms here and in the region for this sort of interconnection bandwidth growth?
So again, globally, we are seeing adoption across all sectors. We are seeing pretty, you know, high double-digit growth rates. We do see some sectors that are early to market and other sectors that are sort of at the early stage of their journey. Singapore itself, you know, as you would have known in the recent macroeconomic review that MAS published, they called out digitalization as one of the key drivers of economic growth. So we do see that Singapore will continue to be a strong adopter and, as I said, grow almost 50% year on year. And as Bernard referred to earlier, we are predicting that by 2022, we'll have tripled the amount of interconnection bandwidth here in Singapore.
So you talked about the difference between virtual connections and the physical ones. Well, physical, yes. So to speak. Why are firms in Singapore who are planning to expand opting for virtual connections?
Again, it goes back to the choice. It goes back to the flexibility. A significant trend in the way the IT and technology stacks are being set up in organizations to enable digital is moving away from building things in-house to actually consuming IT services on demand as a service. And so virtual connections actually are an enabler to that at the infrastructure layer, which means you could connect to 3 or 4 different cloud providers, use one for storage, use another for analytics, use another for, you know, a different application, and then you want to actually move your data across. And that's really where interconnection comes in, because as you move traffic across multiple ecosystem partners, you are opening up that data to some degree of risk and exposure. And we know there are, you know, hackers who are looking for opportunities to get into customer data. And governments are obviously concerned about that and setting in place compliance regulations on consumer data privacy, for example. So this phenomenon of private connection actually puts together more safeguards around that data.
Dare I say these private connections will then be more expensive?
Actually, that's another thing we have looked at. From a total cost of ownership point of view, this model of distributing infrastructure and connecting locally to your ecosystems on a private, secure basis actually results in a lower total cost of ownership, but gives you advantage of scale, of choice, of security.
Mm-hmm. So what are the pros and the cons of each? You mentioned about virtual and physical connections. So what are the pros and cons? So is it a situation of no contest? Or?
No, absolutely not. I think there are very few things that are black and white.
Okay.
There's always an optimized or a fit-for-purpose solution. So we actually continue to see growth in the physical interconnections between companies. But think of it as that is relevant in a situation where you have a dedicated partnership. You know, you have a certain scale of business relationship with those companies. But a different use case where you want to have more agility, maybe you have bandwidth going up and down for different types of applications, you want to have that flexibility. So that's a different type of use case. In fact, we see companies do both. So we don't actually see a situation where a company is using only physical or only virtual. Okay. We do see growth of virtual connections. In fact, at Equinix, we have been tracking this over the last 20 years of our company's journey. So between close to 10,000 customers now that we have around the world, we have 350,000 plus interconnections and growing. And of that, you know, over the last couple of a few years, we have been tracking the growth of virtual connections. About 20,000 or so of those are virtual connections and growing.
So how far into an entity's digital transformation journey can this even be considered, the building of these pipes?
Yes, to be honest, it's relevant at all stages. As we have studied, and one of the things we offer in the GXI report is benchmarking and best practices from companies who have made the journey and are more mature in their digital adoption and have been successful in their digital adoption. So a company, irrespective of its scale or the sector it belongs to, could actually refer to this report and compare themselves with other organizations to basically answer the question of how interconnected am I and how interconnected do I need to be, and actually benefit from some of the insights from their peers.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, what we've been talking about the interconnection bandwidth, good side of it. What are the risks if interconnection bandwidth is not grown? I mean, is it necessary for every business, every sector?
I think to answer that question, I would say, does every business need to be a digital business?
Yeah.
And the answer really is yes, right? Oh. And when we say digital, and it's a stage of journey. There are very few businesses you can probably think of that have no digital at all, right, in their stack. But once you say digital, and once you think of digital at scale, and that's really where we are seeing, and why we think of interconnection bandwidth as a leading indicator or a predictor of growth of digital economy, is because private connections to ecosystems are enabling the growth of digital. So companies who are not adopting that are probably going to run into challenges of either scale or security around their data assets.
Tejaswini Tilak is Senior Director of Vertical Marketing at Equinix Asia Pacific. Tejaswini, thank you for your insights.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.